2024.
Authorize a contract with CDM Smith, Inc. for professional engineering services for the combined sewer overflow transits relief project number E10490 for $624,992 and provide for payment.
Mr. Fish.
Here's the short version, Mayor and colleagues. Scott Gibson and team is with us this afternoon. The Bureau of Environmental Services has found that some modifications are necessary in the Willamette River combined sewer overflow tunnel system that controls combined sewer overflows to the river. During very heavy rainstorms, the rapid filling and inflow of stormwater can cause pressure to build up in parts of the system. This item would authorize a contract with the engineering firm of CDM Smith, Inc. to design a project to install pressure relief structures at three project sites on both the east and the west side of the river. And Scott is here to give you a very skinny presentation.
Yeah, thank you. We'll go quickly. I know everybody's busy. Good morning. We're here today to ask for authorization for a new contract for design services on a new project. We've completed an open and competitive selection process, and the firm of CDM Smith was selected based on their qualifications. The firm has assembled a team of local and national experts, which includes 21.6% participation by minority and women firms. And we've also negotiated a detailed scope of work and have a pretty high level of confidence in our estimates for the work. With me today is Tammy Cleese. She's going to be supervising the work. She also led the design effort of the Eastside CSO tunnel system. And she's going to give us a brief background of what the project's about.
Great. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Tammy Cleese, and I worked on the design of the Eastside tunnel. So I was going to give you a little background. The Willamette tunnels, the tunnels themselves, called the spine, were designed for the transient pressure surge and the air releases. During the design, we utilized specialized academia to analyze the system. We did some surge mitigation in the larger tunnels. However, now that the system is operational, we're actually seeing some pressure surges and air releases in the upper sections, the consolidation conduits. So the photo you see to the right is a transient, a hydraulic pressure surge that we saw in the Tanner system, which is upstream of the Upshur shaft on the west side. So the pressure surge, the hydraulic pressure surge came up, destroyed the upper part of the manhole, and lifted the pavement.
Hmm. And so in your transient pressure surge.
Yes, it's a hydraulic, it's a very quick 1,000 feet per second hydraulic pressure surge that resonates up the system from the tunnel.
Mr. Fritz, when I got my initial briefing, I wondered why transients were having anything to do with the tunnel system here.
Yeah, we've all learned something today.
Oh, it gets geekier. Just wait. And then to the left, you see we have a number of connections into the shafts. The lower ones that you're going to see there are problem areas, and I'll briefly touch on that. So we've seen evidence, actual physical evidence, of the air release and the transients in the system. In the upper left, that's the bulge consolidation conduit area. And we have already mitigated that particular problem with this vault. We've installed that, and now we can release the air and the surges that we've seen safely without affecting the public or any infrastructure. We still have two problem areas. The one in the middle there is the one near the Upshur shaft that you saw the pavement lifting. So this contract will do some more analysis of the transient to define the problem and then move forward with the design of our mitigation measure. It'll also look at the area that's on the bottom right, which is in the central east side, which is about 3rd and Alder. We know we have an air release problem and likely a transient problem. The modeling that CDM Smith will do will define again that we have the issue, what the quantification of the issue, and then design what our mitigation measures are. This is the part where I get to show you a little bit about what the phenomenon is and how it happens in our system. So this is the consolidation conduits where you see the CSO tunnel along the bottom. We have our shaft vertically with our air vent coming out of the tunnel, allowing the actual tunnel to vent. But then we have two drop shafts there that collect the overflows from the old system into our consolidation conduits and drop it down to the tunnel. The only overflow for this system is to the right where you see the CSO overflow. So when it's starting to rain, everything's filling, everything is free flowing, and it works well. Once the tunnel fills, then the only place to relieve itself is up those drop shafts, which go out about approximately a half foot a second. So we've got about 2 minutes till that shaft is full. Its overflow point is at elevation 18 to the right. Unfortunately, we have a couple of connections that are significantly lower than elevation to that elevation 18. As you can see, the rapid rise in the water levels. So it begins to have a large pressure head built up, sending flows back up that consolidation pipe. So we get some 30 feet ahead. The pressure wave starts going up the system. The storm continues to increase or peak. We get significant inflows coming from the left side of the screen. So all of a sudden, you have a pressure wave moving up our consolidation system, a large inflow coming down our collection system. The two collide. They cause a transient wave that continues then to move up the system until it's reflected back, it dampens or is dissipated. Unfortunately for us, most of the time when it's dissipated, it is at our nearest point of relief, which is a manhole lid in a lot of cases.
Sometimes they literally come off the...
That is what we did at the BCC. We actually had a report of a gentleman who saw the manhole lid go 20 feet in the air.
Ooh,
so the vent we've already built was because we saw that report of a manhole lid 20 feet in the air.
Wow.
So we have a real problem in our large conveyance system that requires some modification. And the work is necessary, obviously, I think, and would have been completed with the original tunnel work had we understood the extent of this phenomena, which we didn't at the time. So now we're not rebuilding anything. We just need to do some modifications to add some surge and some dampening in our system to relieve this problem.
Colleagues, we know that there are children watching this program, but you've now learned today that the CSO tunnel has to relieve itself periodically. And this modification will allow us to
of
make
air,
those
of air. For this.
There's also air entrapment. Also, the air and
what's
liquids
your,
are both up.
What's, you had a slide that had the confidence level.
You go back to the slide, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And let's close with that.
The first slide. The project was approved in the current city budget, identified as a line item in our capital improvement budget at $1,020,000 with a moderate level of confidence. That's still our number. The initial analysis by this consultant will confirm that's where we're headed as far as scope and costs.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions?
Thank you for the thorough explanation. Tammy, how long have you worked for Environmental Services?
I think about 17 years now.
And what's your job title?
Supervising engineer.
Say that again.
Supervising engineer.
Supervising engineer. It's just fantastic, and I hope that a lot of young women are watching at home and thinking, that looks kind of interesting and kind of cool, and that they might want to follow in your footsteps. So thank you for all the work that you've done in the Bureau over many years.
Thank you, and I hope so, too, because it is.
Thank you.
So thank you.
Other questions for these two? Thanks very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item? Then it is a non-emergency ordinance. It will pass to second reading January 7th. I assume that's
good. You want to slap an emergency on it and keep this off the January 7th agenda?
I wouldn't mind doing that because that whole prospect of flying manhole covers has me nervous.
Mr. Fritz, are you okay with that?
So moved.
Second.
So motion to add the emergency clause. Any discussion?
Language for that?
Roll call.
The language for the emergency?
No, we're just adding the emergency clause.
Well, for the public safety of not having flying manholes.
We're trying to
pressure
solve
is building up as we
pressure
speak.
Pressure is building up. And there is a safety issue here.
So. Yeah. Safety issue, okay.
Okay, roll call on adding the clause.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And on the ordinance.
Novick?
Flying manholes is almost as good a band as combined sewer overflow, but you don't want to see either of them on the street. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you both, Scott and Tommy, for this really good explanation. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for explaining things in ways that those of us who took biological sciences rather than physical sciences can understand. Aye.
Fish.
Yeah, thanks to my team. This is a very complicated thing, and here's the nice takeaway. If we can figure this out, we'll actually be setting the standard for the rest of the country because this was an unprovided for engineering issue. So we get to be innovative as well. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Thank you. Aye. 13.